You had some good work today. I think, well, you could tell we were a little sore. It was a physical game on Sunday and come out, and we put the pads on, went full pads today, the whole day, and just felt like we needed to get back and some of our fundamental things and make sure that we're sharp on that. But they took on the challenge and did a good job with that. Very good team we're about to face. Had a chance to visit with Coach O'Brien multiple times and, visit even on football side of it and really hold him in high regard. Very good coach. You can see those things on the field with his players and how they are offensively, defensively, and special teams. So, I know they lead the league in takeaways. You can see their defense is playing very well. Obviously, J.J. Watt is a guy that we have to be aware of, know where he is on the field, plays multiple positions, which makes it even more difficult. Again, a credit to those guys for trying to put him in position to make a lot of plays. Fitzpatrick, we've seen him before, a veteran that can get hot, and he got hot last week and did a good job leading that team. And it feels like he's really playing with a lot of freedom. No anxiety, as we would say here. So he's doing good. And then Hopkins becoming the big play threat. So a lot of weapons on offense, really aggressive defense and special teams as well.
Is he the best defensive player you've faced this year?
Well, yeah, I would have to say so. I mean, he's, he disrupts the I said this morning. I looked at him. I think, he's really internally driven, and he elevates everybody around him. And when you have those two combinations, that's pretty good. And then the stats back it up. It's pretty dominating. So he's definitely a guy that you have to be aware of. And then it's challenging because he plays multiple positions.
So the difference between when Denier was getting those couple hundred yard games in the last couple of games is mostly extra man in the box.
No, I think he's run pretty good. You're seeing him. I mean, even times when he's got bounced back and it appears to be a loss, tackle for a loss, he escapes it and made positive yards out of it. So, yeah, we're pleased with him, and his progress. So there's going to be games when, he has a little bit lower than what he had initially, but he's going through that and the offensive line. And really it's the commitment the other team wants to make to stopping the run as well.
So Derek, 7 sacks, a lot for an interior guy. Did you know pretty early in the season he was going to benefit by playing less?
Well, I think that I felt like last year when we watched the tape that, he played hard throughout, but it's hard to maintain that high level. So we felt like if, Ziggy coming through and helping us there, that, he would have at least an opportunity to play. The plays and the number of plays he's in at even a higher level. Now, does that automatically mean more sacks? But I think it gave him a better opportunity. So he's done a nice job for us. I mean, even last year, one-on-one with guards and, he has a unique way of showing up. And sometimes, these sacks are happening in base personnel, first and second down. And, sometimes you get sacks on third down. Sometimes you look at teams and that's where they show up. But to have the ability to get them on first and second down is really big.
Kind of leader, is he?
Tremendous. Tremendous leader. He's a guy that elevates. You can see him starting to, other people are elevating around him. So he just has a unique way. His personality, people gravitate towards him, but he also can challenge people. And he'll challenge Chris Clemens. He'll challenge Avery. He'll challenge Telvin. And, it's a great thing, especially when he's so respected.
You mentioned soreness, Gus. Was that as physical a game?
It was one of the more physical games, seeing it especially in the second half, the hits that were taking place. So, there's been other plays in games where you see shots of physical, but the number of times when you're watching it and, hits on the sideline, inside, interior, linebackers, it was just, you could just tell it was a physical game.
Was that why you gave him Monday off, or was that more of a reward for a victory?
Yeah, I think it was more they caught me at a, to be honest with you. We were so excited. But, I think it was, I think sometimes those things can really test the maturity of your team. Sometimes it's like, okay, yeah, victory Monday. Now let's watch them when they come back on Wednesday. What can this team handle? Are we going to come back out Wednesday and practice at a high level? And I really felt like we did. I just felt like you could just tell without me saying anything to them that there was some soreness. you know, with the team. And that sometimes happens. And we got a lot accomplished, but maybe the energy level, you know, you could just see it pick up as practice went on. That's how you can kind of tell.